The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. And Steve is in Sunny Valley. Steve, you ended up going to a 17-116 meeting yesterday in Sunny Valley, and a bunch of people there talking about it. What say you?
Well, my big takeaway was that the main reason these people are trying to get this passed is they have a gripe against the current commissioners. And I was reading through the voter pamphlet this morning, saw a letter from a lot of my fellow Sunny Valley residents thinking that this would give them a voice in the county government when it does exactly the opposite. This whole thing is a divide and conquer. Right now, Josephine County, just over 50% of the population lives in Grants Pass, and it's, you know, close by neighborhoods. And the rest is the county. Well, this divides the county up so that it pits Josephine rural residents against each other. Cave Junction and Wolf Creek and Sunny Valley have more in common than we do with Grants Pass. Yet now we'll have different commissioners that we don't even get to vote for, and they don't represent us. They don't have to listen to us.
Yes, this push for district commissioners instead of having county commissioners. District commissioners care about only their district. County commissioners care about the county as a whole. That's the way we have it right now. And I do find it interesting, under the guise of more democracy, we end up getting more divisive than ever, rather than, I mean, all county commissioners should all be concerned about everything going on in the county. Otherwise, you're not really a county commissioner. You're a district commissioner. So, and the Democrats want district commissioners. Why is that, you think?
They showed a video of what Hood River County is doing. But Hood River isn't like Josephine County. They have four small towns with the majority, 70% of the people being rural and 30% being in the town. We're not like that. We have a big town. We'd be like Portland ruling Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With Grants Pass ruling the rural areas.
And yep. Indeed.
It's not.
Yeah, because you see, all of the rural or the rural sections of the county, there's enough there that they can make a difference sometimes in these countywide votes. As it would happen, you would have a slice of the city of Grants Pass in every one of these districts. You know that.
That's right. And it's a lot easier to mobilize the voters if they're all together than it is to gather up the scattered people in the rural areas.
Yeah.
So, and I've noticed driving around Grants Pass that wherever there was a Black Lives Matter yard sign, there is now a yes on 117 yard sign. 116 yard sign.
So, yeah, coincidence? I don't think so. All right.
And I talked to a guy who said, "Well, I've been a Republican forever." Well, Liz Cheney thinks she's a Republican, and Mitt Romney thinks they're a Republican. She's a Republican. So, Republican Party's changing. It is.
Well, there are outside forces trying to change the Republican Party. And
well, it used to be the country club folks who had the big businesses and employed the minimum wage yard workers to maintain their mansions. But now it's the working class.
Yeah, well, the Democrats are the ones that are now the country club people, really, you know, ultimately.
They really are.
Yeah. All right, Steve, I appreciate the take on it. I see you as a strong vote against 17-116. Evangelize to your friends and family. Like I said, it's injecting poison into Josephine County, as 15-224, 225, and 226 are injecting poison. It's what they want to do into Jackson, okay? All right, we're going to break for some news here. Dr. Powers will be joining me. Always looking forward to that talk, where past meets present.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Homes and lives torn apart in the small Oklahoma towns hard hit by powerful storms over the weekend.
The storms began late Saturday, killing four people and injuring at least 100. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt flew over the town of Sulphur, where storms left crumpled downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and roofs torn from homes, all in a 15-block radius.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
Audio courtesy of KOCO.
We need to help Sulphur rebuild.
A state of emergency has been declared in 12 Oklahoma counties. I'm Donna Water.
Former President Trump taking advantage of a day off in his New York criminal trial. He'll travel today to the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. How to quell anti-Israel unrest on so many college campuses. Senator J.D. Vance taking issue with House Speaker Mike Johnson's suggestion to call out the National Guard.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
The Ohio Republican on Fox News Sunday. Another poll giving former President Trump a sizable lead over President Biden in the race for the White House. CNN poll gives Mr. Trump a 6-point advantage in a head-to-head contest. Also, 2/3 of respondents consider the Biden presidency a failure. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 51 points higher. More on the
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish. KCMD and KMED Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. We'll have a chance of some light showers throughout the morning hours, clearing this afternoon with a high chillier of 59. We'll drop to 37 overnight, 60 Tuesday, partly cloudy and a breezier afternoon. Clearing Wednesday with a high of 66.
9 minutes after 8, and Dr. Powers will be joining me here in a couple of minutes. Some good conversation here. We actually will have a historical profile. We've been getting away from that because there's been so much craziness, but we're going to do the palate cleanser first and then get back into the dirt and the slime and the news of what is going on. Bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha. Okay, so we'll have that all coming up. Now then, you might be looking at what's going on here with price of gold has been soaring, same with silver, and you're thinking, hey, is it too late for me to get in? It's like, no, I don't think so. Something tells me that if you're looking for a cash alternative and looking to diversify a little bit, now's as good a time as any. Mr. Gold is being bought hand over fist by central banks. They're looking for assets, and maybe you should be looking for an asset or two also. Talk to Jay Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers. They, of course, they're big fans of the 5,000 to 6,000 year tax or the track record, rather, of physical gold and or silver holding value during sketchy times. Not that 2024 or beyond may be sketchy times. You know, $38 trillion deficit. No way to raise the taxes to do this. I don't know. But talk to your financial advisor. Then get down to Jay Austin. Just visit them, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, by appointment, 6th and G Street in downtown Grants Pass. Call them at 482-3715. They know these markets, and maybe if you're even looking at the price of physical gold and silver and saying, hey, I'd like to take some profits from stuff I bought in the past, scrap gold, maybe collectible banknotes, diamonds, they do it all, buying and selling. Get to know these people, one of my oldest, most reliable sponsors, Jay Austin in Ashland and Grants Pass. Call 482-3715. Visit them today. You can also find out more, jayaustinbrokers.com. Also, their online portal, fortunereserve.com. But better yet, drop by and see them. Get to know them today at Jay Austin.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
What's it like to truly be part of a team? To know that when you need them most, your team members will be there for you. This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford, and I believe that's what we have. I see our work family show up for each other and Dave and I in ways I never could have imagined. If you're a technician who does not want a quota for upsells, you truly love helping people and you want to be part of something bigger, we would love to talk to you. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where it's more than a tagline when we say we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Dr. Dennis Powers, where past meets present. Dennis, welcome back.
Hey,
how are you doing this morning?
Amigo, how are you?
Doing fine. By the way, Dennis's website, DennisPowersBooks.com. If you haven't checked out his books, you need to do that. Sentinel of the Sea and Treasure Ship and so many more. Just love them. Still have them on my shelf. I'm going to reread, I think, Treasure Ship, the SS Brother Jonathan. That's one that always just really, you know, struck me in the heart, along with Sentinel of the Sea. Sentinel of the Sea is my favorite one because I love lighthouses. I can't help it.
Yeah, and actually, it gives me the chance, my friend, to head all the way down to the coast. I was able to present a few weeks ago to the City Council and the Board of Supervisors at Dornart County have mm-hmm. to do in the raging sea. So there's a lot of things that keeps me active. Thank you very much. I'm glad you like them.
All right, very much. Hey, let's talk about Frederick Schilling today and our historical profile and Degable Chocolate. But there's a lot more to him than that. Tell us a bit.
Yeah, this is really an interesting story because Frederick Schilling was born in 1971 in Minnesota, so he's in his 50s. His father had been an IBM corporate manager, but retired at age 49 to live off the grid. Frederick followed the example and left college while on a lacrosse scholarship to study religion and satisfy his spiritual needs. But the thing is,
well, the fact anybody that's on a lacrosse scholarship, you don't hear that every day, do you? Right.
That's right, because it shows the drive that he had. It shows the athletic ability. I loved lacrosse, but I just wasn't as good at it as I was at other sports that didn't require this net with a hard mm-hmm. Native American ball. But in any event, he headed to Colorado, played the guitar, became the lead singer in a band, moved to Boulder. But here, he was going to ski and love and live the life. But he became a chef at a high-end restaurant. This is the key, to discover the joys of using cocoa with the best bean selection. And he loved it. He enjoyed it. He learned that the Mayans revered cacao as a drink of the gods, and that's C-A-C-A-O, and Aztecs used cacao beans for currency. So anyway, he starts doing it. He starts experimenting. He starts putting in into his own organic chocolate everything from chai tea to chilies and dried rose hips. But Bill, he then heads off in his 30s to New York City to attend the fancy food show and launch Degoba. So anyway, he didn't have any orders. He just had a small lease, some samples. He did his family backing with a $20,000 investment. He made cold calls. But what happens, here's another second key as to what happened here. An East Coast distributor ordered 10,000 of the chocolate bars, so he poured each one over 10 18-hour days, and his mother flew in with others to help. So by then, a year later, it made its first $1 million in sales. Business is growing. He says, wait a minute, Boulder, and of course, I was a graduate from the University of Colorado in Boulder, and I understand the town, even though I had to work all the way time through my college. The whole key thing, though, is that he wanted to come and did come to the Rogue Valley. Lower costs, close by outdoors.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's certainly the old days. I don't know if you could say lower costs these days, huh?
Well, that's true, and you're absolutely right. That's a good observation. But when we take a look at what it costs in Boulder versus what it costs in now, here, there still is a sizable difference. But then what he does is he moves from the 3,000-square-foot Central Point space to a 40,000-square-foot facility on Benson Way in Ashland. Awards flowed in, Time Magazine, you name it. His business grows like crazy. You could go, and we did this. You could get samples. You could go through the the headquarters, if you will.
Yeah, and I mean, he's getting a lot of awards quite often for the best dark chocolate, you know, the organic style chocolate. A lot of awards coming his way. Kind of
absolutely. And then as the awards are coming in, of course, CNN Money, San Francisco Chronicle, it's, you know, best flavored organic chocolate, et cetera. Orders really come in now because it's going into a demographic that would really go for that, especially in Ashland and throughout the area. Grows like crazy to where he was, for example, getting some 700,000 pounds of chocolate products produced in the mid-2000s.
And then he ends up attracting the corporate merger people, right? They come calling.
That's right. Hershey pays $17 million in 2006, and he's a multimillionaire with his family.
Wow.
But what happens is that he then goes international into Indonesia, Big Tree Farms, where same concept, but he adds cacao. Adds coconut water, peppercorns, sea salt, honeys, and things like that.
Oh, so he's still in this, but he's not directly competing with the Goba, right?
Well, that's right. And on your point there, Bill, the key thing is that Hershey then, as part of a divestiture, divested the whole operation along with Scharfenberger, which was also a chocolate maker, including the Goba. So they are still operating, although you've got to really use a fine-tooth comb because there's no factory tours in Ashland, Oregon, in Ashland, on Benson Way. But the reason why I wanted to profile this one is that when we look around for the people that are going ahead and have education, highly educated, but they really don't have a connection with earning a living,
yeah.
If they can't get a job at a university, you find them very unhappy in this area. Here's a guy that never voted for a Republican in his life, was totally a hippie that was far left, but Frederick Schilling decided he was going to make a difference with his life, and he, my friend, did not go ahead and say, feed me.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been feeding other people and, of course, hiring other people. So got to give him his due. All right. Really? And, of course, chocolate is still good. You know, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall back then when you were talking about when he was in when he got that order for the first big order for 10,000 chocolate bars. And he had to pour them all by hand over a number of days and wrap them by hand. Right. And get them into the supply chain.
That's right, because, you know, with small businesses, as your listeners know, there's a time when you put in the 18-hour days over a week so that you can continue to have the freedom in your small business, even though what you're seeing around you especially in here, political operatives who are trying to make your life more difficult, especially in radical Oregon.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the profile this morning. We'll get it up on my show blog today on KMED.com. Doc, we got a lot of other ducks, I should say, to shoot down. I got to get your take, though, on the SOU, given that you were a Southern Oregon University professor, retired professor of business there. I have to talk about this situation where the ethnic fraud that the tribes are coming after one of the Native American studies professors in SOU. You want to touch on that and a whole bunch of other things, including the Trump trial? Can we do that here in the next few minutes?
Sure, wherever you want to go, I'm there. You got your shotgun, your retriever, and the blind.
All right. Here we go. More on that coming up.
Johnson Builders will be at the Southern Oregon Home Show Friday through Sunday, May 3rd through the 5th. And they're looking forward to talking to you about your property and the building you need. Garages, shops, barns, residential. There's no limit with Johnson Builders' affordable post and frame construction expertise. Explore the possibilities at the Southern Oregon Home Show. Or if you can't wait to get special home show pricing right now, visit Johnson.Builders and give them a call.
Johnson Builders, building for your future. Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on General tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Mark your calendars for the 42nd annual Southern Oregon Home Show, brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon. The one place once a year with anything and everything for your home and property. It's May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jackson County Expo. This event is your one-stop shop to save money on everything you need for your home and property. Almost 200 exhibitors, Southern Oregon's finest contractors, anything that you need you'll find with expert advice and solutions for your next project. Have a fun-filled weekend with live music, a beer garden, and the involvement of local nonprofits. It's an event for the whole family. Don't miss out on this opportunity to save money and have a blast. Visit buildso.com for more information or call 541-773-2872. See you at the Southern Oregon Home Show. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon, the self-funding nonprofit that provides education, advocacy, and policy support to the building industry in our community.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. TimberTech decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. TimberTech. Go against the grain. Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show. 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of law, business law at Southern Oregon University. Doc, I couldn't help but notice, and part of me was sort of like... It was almost like a Pocahontas kind of problem that we had, with Elizabeth Warren, who famously talked about being a Native American until someone said, hey, you're not really a Native American, that kind of thing. But last week, the story came out, an SOU Native American Studies professor being accused of ethnic fraud. This is the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds. It was Professor Michelle Pavlionis, who's a member, who claims to be a member of the Lenape tribe, according to the Southern Oregon University website, that this was listed. And Tanoff said they went through her family tree. They just couldn't find anything. They just couldn't find anything that everybody just seems to be everything but Native American. Of course, they're asking for her ouster and things like that. They're against ethnic fraud, right? And so tell me a story, your take as a retired professor of law, business law. What do you say on that?
Well, The first thing is, if you look at the Native American Studies website, right there is its motto: decolonize, restore, reclaim indigenous knowledge for a contemporary world.
Oh, now doesn't that essentially mean hate whitey? Is that really what that means?
Well, you go into it further, and what it states is that Pavlionis is an adjunct professor, which means that she's not full-time. She teaches two courses, and that opens up a whole thing. And the first sentence says she is Lenape, Lithuania, and Sicilian, Italian woman. So the first question is who made the complaint and why? Mm-hmm. What are they trying to do to go ahead? Because this Tribal Alliance Against Fraud has 16 different complaints, and here is an adjunct professor. Nothing on there, of course, about Pocahontas. And the thing is that in their website, it talks about that it's an independent agency. Yeah, right. From federally recognized tribes. Well, because this administration, it's a big deal whether you're federally recognized and mm-hmm. not a smaller one.
Sure.
Because in the doling out of the money, this is a big deal. But when you go into it, what we find, though, is that inside with SOU, it's not abnormal for very good professors who are on a full-time track could be assistants, could be all these distinctions, for them to do different and teach different courses because of the fact that positions cannot be funded if you're having some financial problems, which is SOU definitely.
Yeah, definitely they're under stress. I guess my question is, though, do you have to be an Indian to teach Native American studies? Is there some law out there, you know, about this that that says this in academia? Can I only talk about Caucasian, studies if I were just a tidy-whitey pale guy like I am right now? I mean, what are the rules here? I just want to know.
Well, let's take a look at the faculty, and I know some of them, including some of the and enjoyed working with them, because what our political views were was irrelevant when it came to the best for students and the best for the university.
Okay.
So the key thing here is that in there, the four professors who are teaching courses there, only one is, quote, enrolled. Which is enrolled in the Eastern Band of Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
So right. What happens is, as a common sense thing, is that individuals who have the tenure, who have the ability to take some flack, will go ahead and do it because their salaries are already set. But to go ahead and bring in a full-time one who's going to just come in and take over, oh, let's say at about with benefits and everything, $100,000, that's going to be a financial difficulty. So when we come into it, the approach by SOU was the fact that, they can't go into an employee's ethnicity or national origin.
Oh, so they can't even check that out anyway. Okay.
Well, there are ways that you do it. Because I was on a lot of search committees.
Well, maybe the thing is that you don't claim it unless you can prove it. Maybe that's the point, right?
Two different issues.
Okay.
One is what you do, my friend, to go ahead and to find the right person who will be there, that's student-motivated and has the ability to do it. The second thing that you're pointing to is that these professors do an admirable job. And I'm not whitewashing it.
Okay.
And the question is why was this complaint made that we won't find out? But underneath it all, non-transparently, is that ethnic fraud or fraud on your bio by a person who's trying to become, hired by SOU, that's a big deal.
It is.
Not as a big deal. It's a very big deal. Not as a big deal, my friend, as far as it is for someone to say, well, I was a member, an Eagle Scout and the Boy Scouts when they're making, and they weren't. And it turned out that they're trying to get a job in the private world.
Okay, so I just want to be clear, though. Ethnic fraud in the academic world, this is a big deal here. Out of curiosity, though, does Southern Oregon University pay as much attention to gender fraud? You know, guys that sit around and prance around as women, even though they're biological men. Or is that something that we can't touch there at SOU?
Well, the thing is, that's very touchy, given the fact that the Salem and Biden, Obama, Soros are putting all this pressure on through accreditation and through when they sweep in to go ahead and to see if universities, including SOU, which I was on, can go ahead and meet their criteria for the present a present woke agenda.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question here is that maybe the goal should be to bring on a bunch of unaccredited universities, because I have to tell you, if to be an accredited university, you have to engage in gender fraud, you're not much of a university, in my view. What do you think?
Well, but you see, what's coming in is the fact that a large university, let's say Harvard or Yale or Michigan or Arizona, which is, I didn't know this, is the largest one with 75,000 students, those can go ahead and play the games. They will have their legitimate, quote-unquote, woke person who's in contact with Biden. And that's exactly what's going on. But you see, for SOU, which is trying to go ahead and work through a minefield of left and right people. It's a different course, and you don't have the ability to go ahead and to do this as much as you might, because part of the thing is you got to think about the students, because if you lose the students, you lose the enrollment, you lose the enrollment.
In other words, the students are just as woke as the administration right now. Is that where we are? Where we find ourselves?
I think what it is that in an overview, and I'm coming from what I've seen and what I've kept up with, is that SOU has done, and now this is really, I can't paint a brush of saying they're terrible, but they're doing an excellent job of navigating this minefield of all the issues you're presenting in a radical left state.
All right. Now, do you think then, give me your opinion here as a former professor there.
Oh, I am.
are they going to take out, this professor for the ethnic fraud, which you claim that in that world is considered a big deal?
Okay. Right now, I'm sure that this particular individual is doing her best to show why. She could make that statement. Maybe she goes back further, and then it becomes a question of one of the things that we've always talked about, which is, you know, how African-American do you have to be to put down the fact you're an African-American?
Yeah, yeah. What's the percentage of what it used to be, one drop of blood, you were considered black, right? Oh, no, not there. Now you're not authentically black, right? Otherwise.
Well, but you see, on that, there's only so much you can do when you're trying to fill a position. And this is the absolute reality. Not everyone wants to come to SOU, even though they like it and love it, because they can't afford to. They can't get housing. Mm-hmm. This is true. I can't tell you the really good individuals when I was on these search committees that I wanted to bring in, and everyone was saying yes.
Well, so is that when I hear that, then do I hear then the possibility that in spite of whatever the what they call themselves, the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds, no matter what they're saying, though, if she's performing the job okay, maybe she saves her bacon or not?
Well, that's going to be hard to say because of the adverse publicity. Because I've seen what has happened, and I can't go into the details because I'm so close to it, of where individuals that we know here politically in Ashland who actually did not have their ticket continued at SOU because of adverse publicity. Mm. But it's just one of those things that this is life in the real world. And life in the real world just means that, I'll give you an example. There was a person that was far left who went on record that she was Native American, so that she could get a leg up on the job. She didn't get the job, so she sued the university for discrimination. She didn't win, and then she said, well, all I wanted was an apology, and the people said, no, you're not going to get to.
Okay.
Get one.
All right. Well, let me look at the bright side for Professor Pavlionis, who the Tribal Against Alliance Against Frauds claim is not Native American, right? She can always become a U.S. senator and replace Merkley or Wyden, you know, just like Elizabeth Warren. Doesn't seem to cause any problems there, okay? All right. Hey, Doc, all right. I think I kind of hear where you're coming from. Let me take a quick break. Let's talk the Trump trial here, that atrociousness. We have a day off of that Trump trial today, but you can kind of break down what you've been hearing so far. We'll do that next, okay? Hang on.
Sure.
We'll be right back. 8:35 News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An infant among the four people killed by powerful storms that raked parts of Oklahoma over the weekend. The storms, which spawned destructive tornadoes, hit the town of Sulphur very hard. With Secretary of State Blinken back in the Mideast, a Hamas delegation is attending peace talks in Egypt. This follows Israel's latest proposal for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. In poll after poll, President Biden's numbers look pretty bleak. The latest poll from Gallup, reported by the New York Post, puts Mr. Biden's job approval rating at 38.7% for the first 3 months of the year.
Former President Trump's New York trial is off today. It gives Mr. Trump a chance to hit the campaign trail. He's visiting Michigan and Wisconsin today. On Wall Street, the Dow 79 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 36, and the S&P better by 12 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's
this
money.
This hour of the Bill Maher Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hello, Rogue Valley. Spring is here, and with it, Knox Classical Academy's annual spring banquet. Join us on May the 4th for a Saturday evening full of wonderful food and music, an evening dedicated to the important cause of making classical Christian education available to Jackson County's youth. Come kick up your heels with us at Jacksonville's Bingham Knoll and celebrate another year of excellence at Knox Classical Academy. Get your tickets and learn more at knoxmedford.com. That's knoxmedford.com.
We're asking people how they'll vote for state senate.
I'm voting for Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum. She's endorsed by Oregon Firearms Federation.
I'm voting for Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum. She's endorsed by Oregon Right to Life.
We need Diane Lithicum in the state senate.
She's honest when she's fiscally responsible.
Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum. She's pro-life.
I'm voting for Diane Lithicum because she supports parental rights.
The choice is clear. Diane Lithicum for state senate.
Paid by Lithicum for Oregon.
We've heard it all.
Apparently, those larger tires don't provide more clearance.
It was a really big bird. Might have been a pterodactyl.
I should have screwed that tool shelf in the garage to the wall.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
838, you know, there's probably not much of a chance of seeing interest rates cut anytime soon given the inflation that the Fed keeps talking about roaring through it. Nowhere have you seen more inflation roaring through things besides the cost of a steak, maybe? And, fuel been kind of moderating, but boy, car insurance, home insurance, insurances in general. Oh my gosh, everyone's been telling me, and I've experienced some of this too, 10, 15, 20%, sometimes just not able to get coverage depending on where you are. You need a friend to help you out in this. Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, another great sponsor. Many KMED, KCMD listeners saving money with Steve every month. And what they did first, it all starts with a telephone, with a phone call, 261-5444, 261-5444. And by the way, Lynn Barton is there to help out on Medicare insurance, but Steve is there for the other deals. And he's an independent with many, many different lines to help compete and find the best deal. If one place cancels you or more than double or triples you, maybe Steve has someone else that he can pair you up with. Call him today, 261-5444. You can also go online at skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering your succession plan, this is for you. Join us for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join us this Thursday evening at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMT BSI. Don't miss out on securing your business's future.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Maher Show.
Dr. Powers is back. We're past meets present. Well, President Trump taking the day off today here, Doctor. The trial, I guess, will restart tomorrow. What can you let us know about this this trial in search of a case? I think is the way I'm kind of looking at this, but I could be wrong because I don't have a JD in front of my name. What say you, my friend?
Well, first of all, the judge, Juan Merchan, is biased. And if you look at the bio and talk to some people, it's actually been part of the appeal that has been being made by the Trump attorneys to the Supreme Court. Strictly from his bio, he was born in Colombia and came here as 6 years old. He's 61. He's presided over murder, rape, et cetera. But the important thing is that he was the judge over the Trump organization last year for their tax fraud case, where some of the executives, quote unquote, dodged personal income taxes. And in that, our good judge, Judge Juan, went ahead and imposed the legal maximum. He would have gone higher if he could, of $1.6 million on the Trump organization. So keep in mind as to what might happen, why Biden is so damn smug about all this and doesn't care what he's doing, is because wait until, what, a week, 2 weeks before the election and see if there's a tax fraud case that's come up against Trump. This is Venezuela. Second thing is that he also presided after that. It's a step-by-step thing, Bill. After that, he presided over the Weisselberg case of the individual CFO who was the chief financial officer of the Trump organization. And in there, according to what by legal experts who looked it over, and I'm just quoting them, that he strong-armed Weisselberg to accept a jail term of 5 months and to testify in the trial, this trial that Judge Juan is sitting over, and that's Merchan, is sitting over on Trump. It is way past despicable. So the second thing is that this is a state trial, which is the fact that federal law is not relevant, even though Merchan is allowing cross-exam and things to come in of the witnesses as to did this payment violate a federal campaign rule. Well, they're going to appeal over that because federal law, it's a state trial. This is not relevant. A second thing, a third thing, and you're absolutely right, is that this is a crime looking for a statue.
That's what I was wondering about, because the fact that this was a misdemeanor that they're now trying to conflate with a, and transform it into a felony requiring several years in prison should be something which disturbs any fair or concerns any fair-minded American, of which apparently we have fewer and fewer of on a daily basis.
It expired. Yeah. There is no law.
Yeah.
And so this whole thing is past Venezuela. This is a trial so that the far left, the radical left, can stay in power with Biden as its puppet.
How dangerous is this case, this this fraud trial, the business record fraud trial in New York? How dangerous is this on a scale of 1 to 10 in your legal opinion?
Well, I'll give two answers. Okay, why is it being brought? That's a 10. It's to keep Trump off the campaign trial. Why Soros is out there going ahead and funding student demonstrations from Colombia to Arizona. The other thing is that legally, it will be over, and Trump will appeal. Another thing is that in New York, you do not have to have a unanimous conviction.
Oh, you
which
don't!
Is amazing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, turns it around completely.
This is what people don't know about this Venezuelan attack on an opposition party by the radical left.
So, in spite of the fact that we can sit there and laugh and just say, "Hey, can you believe these idiots? What they're doing? What they're trying to turn into a felony?" Though this is a danger. Then this really is a dangerous case.
It is a danger, but he's going to appeal it. He's going to appeal it.
Okay.
Because another thing is that there is, on the Wasserstein case, Harvey, the Supreme Court, New York Supreme Court, just held this week that you cannot bring in this collateral evidence to get a conviction, which is what's happening here. They know it's going to be appealed. They just want to keep him hamstrung.
It's about keeping him stained, right? Keeping him stained in the public's eye, and yet
that's part of it.
Yeah. Do you think that there's any point? Do you think there's any point at what point do you believe? I'm asking for a political opinion, not necessarily a legal opinion at this point. At what point does the level of attacks then start actually affecting the president's ability to get elected? Because you get enough people that are saying, well, there's so much smoke out there. He must be evil. He must be look at all the trials he's involved in. What do you think?
It already has, because this Venezuelan Putin approach that's being used. And the FBI and Justice Department has already gone ahead, and we know they've been collaborating with Alvin Bragg. I mean, there is corruption in here, and I will put a finger right now at the Republican Party for not being aggressive enough and hoping their silk stocking approach will work, which I don't think it will.
Do you think there's a possibility that there are those in the Republican Party that actually want Trump gone? And there are many more of them than we think in the Republican Party.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the split in the Republican Party that people are not centering on, but they're just saying, oh, well, they'll all vote like the far left did, Nancy Pelosi. No, The Republicans don't know how to fight a fight. And it's really too bad.
Boy, they better figure it out here pretty quickly. I wanted to talk, and before we take off here, Doc, and I know you're very nimble. You'll follow along with me here. And no doubt you studied the Supreme Court case last week when there were oral arguments over Trump's immunity in cases of official acts that took place while he was actually president. And what was your overall take on what happened, the way the justices questioned him and all the various hypotheticals? Can you give us an understanding of that?
I think they will come in with a 5-4 along party lines, and they'll send it back to the lower court for determination along their lines.
But they'll give the lower court guidelines with the 5-4 decision. Is that what I'm hearing here?
But you see, that's the problem on the guidelines.
Mm.
There is bias. There is a political upheaval that started all the way back with Obama going ahead and trying to have an overthrow of Trump with Clinton way back in 2014. But our Chief Justice, unfortunately, and this comes from both sides, with reading their opinions, is one that's trying to create his legacy as a fair-minded Chief Justice.
Which means he has to rule against it. He has to rule against truth in order to make it look fair. Okay, I love that.
They're very bright.
Yeah, I get that.
So you can put in litmus tests that really will give something to both sides, but it's just not going to be what the far right or the Republican Party or independents, who are very conservative, want. They're going to just have to start fighting, and they're not.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I wanted to go just to the Constitution on Article 1, Section 3, Paragraph 7, which is the immunity aspect of this. And it talks about the powers of the president. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than the removal from office and disqualification to hold any office. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment. So wouldn't the fact that the Constitution says that you would have to be convicted in an impeachment in order to be held liable or in trial after office, isn't that the operative way of looking at this?
Well, the line that's being followed by the Supreme Court, especially our Chief Justice, is that the argument is you have to impeach Trump before you can convict Trump criminally.
Yes, that's but what I was getting at.
But on the other hand, Bill, is a real big problem is what happens if Biden gets elected and all of a sudden becomes a dictator? How do you go ahead and challenge him? So what they have is this narrow line. We have radical activists in charge of this country.
So you're thinking that when it comes to the Trump immunity trial through the Supreme Court will give only limited immunity because of the, you know, essentially the bloodthirsty tyrants that are on the rise.
They're going to have to, my friend, they're going to have to go ahead and weave this line mm-hmm. because the Chief Justice is going between camps, you know, to see about some way where they can make it 6-3 or 7-2, which they won't. And a key thing here, well, they're saying, why does Dr. D, if you will, saying this, if you go to abortion, on the abortion thing, and we saw what happened there with Soros and the rest going ahead, and the FBI, Justice Department, allowing Supreme Court justice, this is unheard of, to disturb their sleep, to go ahead and change it. That's Venezuela. Yeah. But the key thing here is that our Chief Justice was trying to lobby the conservative majority to not overturn that decision that legally needed to be overturned. That's what he's doing. You read the decisions and you say, aha, that's what's happening. So another thing in terms of Harvard and Yale and all these elite law schools, well, they're taught, don't worry about the Constitution. Here, let me hear the arguments as to how you overturn this, because you are going to be a judge.
Got it. All right, Doc. Hey, out of time, though, but we will kick it around again next Monday. And thank you for your thoughts already, okay? And always. We'll see you then,
Take
okay, my friend?
And all good luck on your path.
Yeah, God bless America. We could use the blessing at the moment, okay? Just
God
saying.
God bless America. I had a joke to go ahead and wind up with, but we'll have to wait till next time.
Okay, joke next time. This serious this week, all right? Thanks, Doc. We'll see you. It is 8:53.
It's time for the 42nd Annual Southern Oregon Home Show. Anything and everything for your home and property. Coming this May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jackson County Expo. Lots of exhibitors. Talk to the experts face-to-face. If you want it, we've got it. Brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon, providing education, advocacy, and policy support for the building industry in our community. See you at the Expo May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Learn more at our website, buildso.com.
Crater Chainsaw is fully stocked with Carhartt this season, and it's all on sale starting May 1st. Shop Spring Carhartt specials throughout the store. There's a great selection of Carhartt for men and women. Long and short sleeve t-shirts, jackets, coats, pants, bibs, gloves, beanies, and lots of hoodies with Carhartt down the sleeve in a variety of different colors and sizes. On sale May 1st through Saturday, May 11th. Shop Carhartt at Crater Chainsaw for 58 years at 1321 North Riverside in Medford. Parking and entrance behind the building.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for Just-in-Time Appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
My, how the morning has flown. We'll have Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robbins coming up here in just a few minutes. It's 8:56. Brian Weldon. Hello, Brian. What's on your mind this morning, huh?
Yeah. As a member of Park Watch, I just want to thank you, first of all, for your introduction to our Patriots Conference on Saturday. That was an awesome job you did to open the event up. I also want to really thank Chris Barnett this morning for explaining to you what's going on in our homeless and our parks here in Grants Pass. We've done interviews with Reuters, with New York Times, with San Francisco Examiner, all these different media types, and none of them want to explain the real problem of the addiction and the drug use in our parks. Chris did a wonderful job of that. The other one I want to thank is the chief henchman of the Grants Pass Police. The last two Saturdays in a row, his team has been at the Little League game over at Morrison Park, dealing with these drug addicts that are laying around with all their drugs and their paraphernalia right next to little children playing baseball.
Yep.
They've done an excellent job of cleaning up this mess so these children aren't exposed to this danger. But Chris really explained the real problem here in our parks, and not the victimization problem that the media portrays.
And this is the challenge, I think, where we find ourselves right now, is that Republicans and Democrats are all patting themselves on the back over Measure 110. And anyone that I've talked to that actually knows how criminal justice and how the system's working right now, Brian, says it's not going to change it at all. It's not going to change much. There's too much voluntary aspect required in this. And unless you have, people who are drug addicts wanting to not be drug addicts, most of them will probably continue to choose to be drug addicts, and we will continue to still see the issue that we have afflicting us here in Southern Oregon,
This is why the gospel mission is 60% empty, because none of these drug addicts want to become clean and sober and follow the rules of the mission.
And yet we're supposed to pay for everything, which doesn't make any sense there, too. Thank you, my friend. Okay. And, I'm almost out of time. I wanted to make sure that I gave you a heads up here. And I don't know, Mr. X, did you have something you wanted to add in here real quick? I wanted to make sure that there's something else going on. Go ahead.
Bill, on an observational note, I want to say how important it is that people get out and attend these public meetings that you're having to try to put a stopgap measure onto this to keep these people at bay. And it's so sickening to me that this entire process has been started as a means to just enter into our system down here. Southern Oregon has always maintained a very strong presence in this and a strong ideal of a good way of life.
And well, what is happening right now is that Democrats and failed county commission candidates, most of them are Democrats too, wish to inject the poison of districts and so much more into Southern Oregon government, so that way we're all divided and conquered into districts rather than having united and principled county commissioners who all stand for the benefit of the county. And I only have a few seconds left here, so I want to make sure, Ed, to mention where this is going on tonight. Tonight's town hall meeting for tonight is going to be, this is against 15224-225-226. I'm going to be there. Colleen Roberts will be there. Jackson County Republican Women putting this on. 1 hour, 6 to 7 o'clock tonight, Ashpole Center, City Hall, 17 South Buchanan Street in Eagle Point. And that's going to be from 6 to 7. Bring your questions, all right? Tomorrow from 6 till 7, Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street, also 1 hour.